Art Richard Sherman signed a four-year contract extension worth $57 million, $40 million of which is guaranteed even if he gets injured. That's a lot of money to you and me, but not really to the Seahawks, right?
Well, I think the Seahawks know that they can manage this sum, as ridiculous as it is for ordinary folks. Richard Sherman is the preeminent cornerback in the NFL, and he deserved it, and I think most of the Seahawks would agree that he brings something that no one else does, and he should be paid a premium for it.
It's just a form of respect, so I guess it's a form of appreciation for my team, and I appreciate my team doing that, and John and Pete did a great job doing that. It's just a form of respect in this league.
The consequence, of course, is how you distribute the salary over the 4 years of the contract. The Seahawks are very sharp about this. Not only is there an injury risk, there's a risk that Richard underperforms, and that is just part of the game. You have to accept that, and you have to structure your future salary contracts accordingly, and this is the price of success. In the NFL, you have to pay your young stars a lot of money and hope that you have enough salary cap room to be able to hire a lot of other people to support the big stars. And the Seahawks have had a pretty good track record so far. We'll see how that plays out 3 and 4 years down the road.
Speaking of the youth factor, Richard Sherman is 26 years old, and sudden wealth impacts different people different ways. How do you think he's going to handle that? He seemed pretty humble at his press conference this week.
Yeah, I think Richard's a very bright guy. Those of us who've been around him are very impressed with him. I don't think any of us can know how much we would be impacted with something like that. It gives him a platform that is unprecedented, and he's already used this platform to comment on lots of social and political issues, and he will feel emboldened to do more. The question is, will he maintain that intense emotional, physical edge that he brings to the Seahawks defense? And that's just kind of an open question. It is possible that this kind of wealth is compromising to a guy's future. We saw that in Sean Alexander, the running back of the Seahawks in 2006, who got the big contract and never performed up to it. But these guys are wired differently. If anybody's going to succeed, I think it's going to be Richard, because he does have an edge that is hardwired. And I think that's going to be a help in navigating this big salary.
Aside from the draft, have the Seahawks accomplished what they wanted to in this offseason?
I think they have. They've done a real good job in re-signing the key people that they needed to have back. First of all, Pete Carroll. They extended his contract. Last week, they made Earl Thomas the highest paid safety in the NFL, and now they've got Sherman in the fold. Russell Wilson is a year away from his big payday, but these deals that they've just done with Thomas and Sherman, they have to accommodate down the road Wilson's big salary, which will probably be in excess of $20 million a year, when they can get to it after next season. This was an inevitability of success in the NFL that they had planned for. They're managing this very well.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.